Hello and welcome to Young Valley Leaders, WDIY 88.1, newest monthly show featuring the upcoming movers and shakers in your backyard, making it happen for themselves and our community. I'm your host, and today we have a special program, an inaugural of our season finale, or finale of our inaugural season, I guess is the way to put that. We have a roundtable session here with some of our guests from this year. Welcome back to the studio, Will, Maggie, and Jake.
Thanks, Lewis. Yeah, thanks, happy Lewis. To be here.
Heck yeah. Happy to have you guys here. And today, really trying to wrap up a little bit about what made Young Valley Leaders so special. It was you all, right? And part of that is a community discussion to learn a little bit more about not just the Lehigh Valley, but some of your own takes on what makes it special, why you believe it's growing, how you're seeing that impact some of the areas that you're working in. And then we'll get into some little holiday spirit as we wrap up. How's that sound?
Sounds perfect.
Sounds like a plan.
So kind of with that in mind here, we all know that the Valley's growing, right? I mean, we're in the different sectors that we've been a part of. Actually, quick, before I even jump in, I want to give a quick shout out to the three of you that are sitting here right now, because over this last Thanksgiving holiday, everyone around this table, the three of you, all took part in a Thanksgiving meals donation drive that we did. Myself, Will, are part of Allentown Young Professionals, and we were able to provide 50 families with Thanksgiving meals the day before Thanksgiving. You two were part of making that happen, certainly yourself, Will, as well, between financial donations and showing up to help deliver the meal. So I wanted a heartfelt thank you for your effort on that.
It's the least we can do. You guys are running the show, contributing is something I feel some we should do.
Yeah. This is my second year participating, and it's officially my favorite way to kick off like the holiday season. It just feels like the right thing. It feels really good, and love getting involved with the Allentown Young Professionals. So yeah, thanks for the opportunity.
And you even brought a friend. So
I did bring a friend.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. So really, genuinely thank you. And I think that, you know, kind of goes nicely into the next portion here about talking about the growth of the Lehigh Valley and how we see that continuing to happen. It's not just one of the fastest growing areas here within the state, but even within the country, depending on how you slice it. So we'd love to just like open up the dialogue a little bit about how you see that either within your industry or maybe from a personal experience. And, you know, if anyone wants to jump in on any thoughts they may have on that, by all means.
So, Lewis, thanks for having me. Thank you to Young Valley Leaders. It's been a great season. Really proud of what you put together. Thankful to WDIY for their support. And to take your thread as far as the holiday meal drive, we're both members, board members of the Allentown Young Professionals. To be able to do 50 heat and serve meals from Cracker Barrel for families in mostly Allentown, but the Lehigh Valley at large was an awesome endeavor. So thank you to everyone that contributed, because it was a race to the finish where we kept upping our meals from 20 to 30 to 42 to 50. So that was awesome. My name's Will Sang. I'm the executive director of human resources for the Allentown School District, also a member of the Allentown Young Professionals. Have spent, you know, the better part of my life in the Lehigh Valley, in Allentown specifically, and am excited for today and excited for our conversation moving forward.
All right. So, Jake, thanks for having me for round two here. Very excited to be on. So I am a transplant, if you will, not from the Lehigh Valley, but as I talked a little bit about in the first podcast, we were introduced to the Lehigh Valley as an opportunity, a market opportunity to invest in real estate, which is our business and the reason that we're here. So I am co-founder of Wedgewood Capital Group. We are a private equity real estate investment firm, and we have a subsidiary property management company called Ethel Street Management. Everything that we own and manage, except for a small portfolio in Reading that's owned by a member of city council, so still tied to the Lehigh Valley, we focus our business here exclusively, and we're thrilled to continue doubling down and investing in this market.
Thanks, Maggie.
Yeah, thanks so much. Thanks for having me. I'm Maggie Walters with United Way of the Greater Lehigh Valley, and I do community relations.
Well, community relations, let's expand on that a little bit.
Sure.
I mean, you know, you did a little bit in your podcast, and if you haven't seen it, so expand on that a little bit here. Community relations with the United Way. The Lehigh Valley is made up of so many different communities that have different needs and certainly different sizes, different socioeconomics. So how does the United Way choose where to either support, or maybe it is broader across just the like Lehigh Valley as a whole. So, but how's that broken out?
So, in terms of our impact, which is a little bit, you know, different than my role, but you know, where we invest our money and where we do our impact work is Lehigh, Northampton, and Carbon County. And how we decide where we're going to invest and how we do our work is where we see the most need and the most pressing challenges. So that's really how we decide where we're going to invest our dollars, have services, and make that impact. But as far as community relations, I, you know, manage and oversee our board of directors. I manage a lot of our government relations, so our lobbying and advocating efforts and relationships with our elected officials. And then, you know, I'm just making sure that our staff are in the right seats at the right tables and at the right events and everywhere they should be in community. So overseeing that portion of our staff's engagement in community as well and on boards and committees.
You mentioned elected officials and kind of lobbying in that way. It's important to be able to get state and federal money that come mm-hmm. back down into our region. And I'm sure United Way, among a lot of other organizations, are part of making that happen, I'd imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kind of in a similar boat on your side with education, Will. You know, public education, it's not political, but it is in the same way. It's, you know, funded through the state, and you have elected officials as your school board members. How does either the growth of the area within the influx of people affect maybe some of that kind of public push or pull from a dollar standpoint, or even working with organizations like, you know, I don't, United, I'm not sure if you guys do or not.
Oh, but,
yeah, definitely. And we're in the middle of a United Way campaign right now that our district's participating in, and we're extremely thankful to United Way for their partnership and their support to Allentown. Certainly, you know, just the state parameters of how we get funding, what funding's available and how we use it is always on the forefront of us as a district trying to provide the most opportunity and access to our students and families and be fiscally responsible. And really, I think a litmus test to how well a city's running and the future of a city is how well the school district's doing. Certainly am extremely excited at the initiatives that we've put forward and the growth that we've made under our current superintendent, Dr. Carol Burks. We actually have a State of the District event tomorrow at the Americas.
Oh, nice.
That we're excited for to kind of share our message, all the amazing things that we're doing, and to continue to develop partnerships for support for the Allentown School District. There's an amazing plethora of things that we're bringing forward. We have a lot of support from our state representatives in government as far as changing the funding formula. And to your point, as far as the Lehigh Valley's growth, our enrollment is up nearly 900 students since the start of the 22-23 school year.
Wow.
Which is advantageous for us, but we're also, you know, it cramps us as far as space. You know, we're in development phase for an additional K-8 middle school on the east side of Allentown that we're excited for as well.
Yeah, but how long does that take? You said development phase, like approximately.
Yeah, I believe we'd be hoping to open 2026, 2027.
Oh, wow. Okay. So that's actually sooner than I thought.
But certainly a long way to go yet. But to your point about the Lehigh Valley's growth, a lot of opportunities for families, for entrepreneurs, for individuals. Certainly want them to have faith and enroll their students in the Allentown School District. There are certainly charter school options out there, but we do feel we provide a better opportunity, more opportunities, more access for the students of the city of Allentown.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's critical. And so I'd put it at like the second or third largest district in the state.
Yeah, we oscillate on enrollment between third and fifth. Okay. Typically, yeah.
Wow, it's pretty incredible. And probably one of the larger employers in the valley.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty incredible. And United Way certainly is probably up there too, as far as on a national scale, one of the larger like nonprofits that would be having a significant presence here in some way.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know the exact hard numbers, but I know they're a pretty big brand name.
But yeah, definitely capacity. Yeah. And
from an impact standpoint, for sure.
Absolutely.
You know, Jake, I think that kind of tying some of that in together, you know, you mentioned your transplant, you found yourself here for real estate. And I imagine that's because of the growth that the area is seeing, right? Like real estate being good in the market is an indicator that the market is growing and is healthy and there's some type of economic positivity there, whether that is jobs largely, but then from there comes families, comes schools, comes, you know, community efforts and donations. So from your lens, what does that look like as you continue to, you know, build your business and try to find different opportunities here?
Yeah, so I think one really cool thing about being a part of this market is it's still small enough, and maybe any market you enter as you start to do business there or work in whatever capacity, it becomes easier to meet the people that are actually making a difference. You know, sitting here at this table, I've been in situations similar to this where you're face to face with people that are actually making a difference. And I'd say that Maggie and Will are contributing in a more philanthropic way. What we can do as real estate investors, so just to clarify, we invest in long-term multifamily. What we can do is invest in improving the assets that we own and not letting them rot away and turn into the housing stock that people don't want to live in. We want to provide housing that people want to live. And not only that, we want to be able to preserve the tenant base. So when we take over a building, and we've seen this over the past few that we've invested in, there are tenants there that have been there for a while, and we want to figure out how we can allow them to continue to stay there and not just push them out because somebody else can pay more rent. This is still the type of market that you have the, you know, the incumbents of that market, the people that have been here for a long time, and we want to be able to preserve that as much as we can and to contribute to the Lehigh Valley as much as we're gaining from it. But I guess, for one, being able to get in touch with people that are making a difference makes us more excited about it. And just generally looking at the economics of this market, it's just really exciting to be a part of.
Yeah, and I don't want you to downplay from a philanthropic standpoint, like one is more important or less necessarily, because at the end of the day, we have such a shortage in housing across America. And then certainly looking out here in the Valley, you would probably hear people say a similar thing. But I think a real component of that is we have a lot of stock. It's just not necessarily brought up to a modern standard and in the places that are nice. So businesses like yourself, where you're able to come through and be able to provide a better product for people to live at, is equally as important, because they go to the schools, they work at, in the community, and it's a place that then they come back, call home for their holidays, for Thanksgiving, for whatever they might be, you know, celebrating or having family time with. So definitely important.
Yep, very true. I agree.
And I would also give credit to your hands-on approach, working with you on a couple projects, including your property management group. Certainly, you know, work to give those tenants like a great opportunity, environment, and are fair in your dealings with the people of Allentown.
Thank you. Yeah, I think landlord tends to have a negative connotation. Like, definitely, it's very easy to hate the landlord. We're trying to be a landlord that you don't necessarily need to hate. You know, we're on your side. We're not your enemy. That's kind of what we're going for. It's easier said than done, but, you know, we have improvements to make, but we're working on it.
I love that, Jake. I just want to add, Lewis, back to your question about, you know, the Lehigh Valley growing and expanding. I think it's such an exciting time for young professionals and young people in the Lehigh Valley, because we're not seeing that brain drain anymore. People are staying here and they want to stay here. And people like Jake are here who care a lot about the community and the people who live here. And so I'm just really excited about the future and being a young professional and being here at a table with the rest of you. So,
and I love that. And I appreciate, I think, the brain drain, just to clarify, that's in the way of when, like, we were kind of growing up being here, people would either come here for school and then leave, or if you grew up here, you just like left,
yep,
right? And
exactly,
then didn't come back. That's what you're referring to.
Yeah,
definitely seeing a lot more of that retention, which is critical.
Right.
I think there's just more opportunity here from an employment standpoint that makes people excited, as well as the general economics of our generation aren't necessarily the same of our parents and certainly of the grandparents, to be able to buy a house and a car and like do all these things, you know, have one income household that can really help really drive efficiently and not be like just really strapped. And so I think the Lehigh Valley is a place, comparatively here on the East Coast at least, that still you can achieve that with not being too worked to the bone.
WDIY presents a selection of award-winning podcasts that air weeknights from 6 to 7 p.m. Listen to important conversations regarding art, science, business, health, and more here in the Lehigh Valley and beyond. Check our website for new topics and archived programs. WDIY podcasts are on 88.1 FM, streaming at wdiy.org, on the app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of change that up here. We're obviously approaching the holiday season. Did you all celebrate Thanksgiving?
I did.
Yeah? Was it good?
It was great.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah.
Loved ones?
It was awesome.
Did you guys travel anywhere? Or were you at home? Or
I traveled to Philadelphia.
Cool. Yeah. Philly.
Stayed local, but a lot of family time, which is
local,
great.
Local, family time.
Right at my parents' house in Chester County.
Cool. So, I mean, we have other holidays coming up, regardless of what you may celebrate. It's certainly a time of family and friends and food and cold winter months, at least here in Pennsylvania, but in dark days with the sun. But it is a lot to be
thankful
for.
Still don't get
for.
Used to that.
Yeah.
Being dark at, what, 4:30?
But that said, you know, the Christmas lights are coming up, and there's a lot of things that bring joy and merriness within the kind of general vibes of this time of year as it comes to a close of the end of a calendar year. Curious if you guys have any traditions or things here in the Valley or maybe in the region that you find really special around this time of year that, you know, would want to share or that you take part in or you would advocate for others to do so.
Yeah, sure. I'll start. I really enjoy the holiday season. It is freezing and dark, but I'm trying to adapt this year and brave the cold. So, like, take more walks at night. And so that's kind of just like one small goal for myself. But besides that, you know, it was awesome to give back. I'm going to look for some more volunteer opportunities to fill some time and do stuff like that as I look at December and January. I also, for the first time this year, am excited that I'm going to Downtown Bethlehem's historic holiday home tour.
Cool.
So
what is that?
You go to different beautiful historic houses in downtown Bethlehem, and they're decorated beautifully. And I don't know much else besides that, but I'll tell you after December 14th.
Yeah, we'll follow up with you
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, sure. And besides that, one, you know, main tradition that I have is a Polish Christmas Eve night with my family. And so that I'm very looking forward to on December 24th.
Any Polish traditions you care to bring forward? I'm curious. We can catch up offline.
It's called Wilia. You break this bread, this like wafer, and you wish people good things for the like the holidays and the new year. And then you have like this specific meal, pierogies and sauerkraut, fried cod or some type of fried fish, that type of stuff. So
do you do mushroom soup?
Not mushroom soup, but just mushrooms.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Cool.
And prunes.
Love it.
So it sounds really good if anybody wants to come. It's at my mom's house.
Stola.
Yes.
That's awesome. That's a great
Yeah,
tradition.
So I look forward to that every year because it's a tradition that I had at my grandparents growing up, and it's something that we still hold close, and so it means a lot to me. Yeah.
I think that's what a lot of the holiday season is about, like celebrating those and sharing them with new people, creating your own traditions as life goes on and evolves, but also holding those, you know, generational traditions really close and keeping them moving forward,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. It's easy to get distracted with everything of the holiday season, like shopping and gifts and all that stuff. So I'm trying to just take it slow and relax and enjoy family and friends and be present in the moment. I'll let you know how that goes.
We'll follow up.
Yeah.
So I think I've made the Thanksgiving drive a part of my Thanksgiving tradition. I feel like, to your point, Maggie, it kind of sets the tone. You have the opportunity to fill your plate full of food. Just walk up to the table and fill your plate. Not that easy for most people. So being able to give first and then receive is a cool tradition. Would love to. Right now looking for a way to do that during Christmas season. I don't know if you guys have, the community has a way to contribute, but something that I'm personally looking for and, you know, on behalf of our business, how we can contribute.
You know where to find me.
All right.
So I'll do an early plug before I get into tradition. The Downtown Young Professionals are partnered with Community Services for Children this holiday season. So we're doing a book, coat, hat, scarf drive, collecting items. Certainly can extend beyond this week, but we're going to be dropping off items at their location on Friday of this week. they're always in need. So even other years, as we've continued to gather donations, or they've came in after the initial drop off, books for toddlers, coats, you know, thinking age group from just past birth through about eight is really the age group that we look to help them with. But hats, gloves, scarves, coats, and books is the drive we're currently participating in.
Got it. And we can contribute monetarily to that as well.
You can, yeah. We also have a link with a pre filled
Amazon wish list.
Yep, there you go. Okay. I should have just done every other word. I missed that. Yeah.
That was pretty cool what you guys had going on.
Yeah. As far as holidays, I do love Thanksgiving. My mom's one of 12. My dad's one of 7.
Wow.
So, like, the turkey bowls back in the day. It's funny watching, like, Monday Night Football as they're leading up to the game and they're showing, like, highlights from, like, turkey bowls, like, around, like, the nation. I'm like, man, if only cameras were around back in my old age. Like, we could have recorded some turkey bowls because, like, we're talking, like, 8-on-8, 9-on-9, like, cousin, like, turkey bowls
wow.
in Baltimore, which is always fun. Holidays are really important to my family. My mom and dad both really enjoy Christmas, have, you know, the wafer tradition as well that we always look forward to.
Very nice.
And Christmas Eve, really important to my mom. We always have a gathering with my dad's family as well. Some Lehigh Valley opportunities for Christmas cheer. The Lehigh Valley Zoo has a great light show that I've been to a couple years. I haven't been there, but the Iron Pigs, I heard, has the Iron Pigs at Coca-Cola Park has a great light show.
I want to go there.
I've heard
it
really
looks
good things.
So
yeah,
cool.
I've seen it driving by on American yeah. Parkway, like the lights, like on the outside, just
yeah.
kind of like preemptively.
It's called Illumination.
Okay,
it looks awesome.
Yeah.
You can rent igloos as well. So,
oh wow,
yeah,
it's all thing.
I forgot to mention I want to do that.
That's why I put it in my notes.
Yeah, thank you.
We did the Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall last year in
yeah.
a partnership
yeah,
with the Allentown Young Professionals. And I'm going back again this year
cool.
with my sister and her family.
Cool.
Always had a tradition to do cut your own Christmas tree down with family. We used to do Valley View Christmas Tree Farm closer to Neutropoli. Have done Unangst Tree Farm a couple years and looking forward to doing that with some family and some cousins in a couple weeks as well.
Nice. That's definitely action-packed. Hopefully it's not too cold when you're out cutting that tree, but I think
yeah,
it's
right.
also part of the process,
yes,
you know?
It is, yeah.
It's just, do you have like a handsaw or do you bring a...
I just take one of the really like cheap ones that they give you.
Yeah.
Like it's extra work. Too.
Cool.
Are you allowed to bring a chainsaw?
I don't know. I really don't
it's
know.
It's part of the tradition. You got to sweat it out.
I'm really not sure.
Really
if you can.
Right. With like just a saw with like no teeth.
Yeah.
Left.
You have to be laying on the 20 degree
yes.
ground.
Yep.
Yeah. That's why I get my tree at Lowe's.
No, that's awesome. And speaking of trees, I know that Bethlehem had their tree lighting. Mm-hmm. Easton does their candle lighting. Like the statue that's there, they make it into a
okay.
candle over top of it. And then Allentown has their tree lighting this week. I believe Emmaus does a tree lighting. There's a bunch of tree lightings around. So depending on where you live in the valley... Man, I just want to say thank you to a couple people here quickly that aren't on camera here. Matt, particularly to you, bud. Appreciate you jumping in. I approached you with this idea earlier this year and said, I don't have any budget, but like,
that's
you
a good start.
You want to bring some cameras and see what we can do about this? And you jumped right on board, and it's came out phenomenal. So thank you. And James, can't see you today, buddy, but I know you're back there and holding the sound down for us every time. So thank you very, very much for that. Anything that we else want to talk about or wrap up before we wrap this up? I know that we're coming close to our session here, and I want to give you three the opportunity to share anything either about your business, about the community, about the valley, about yourselves, or firing squad on me.
Yeah, we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Well, let's at least get your like holiday traditions. Like yeah.
Holiday traditions. So, I mean, flip-flops over the years as extended family and aunts and uncles and grandparents and whatnot come and go, I guess you can say. Traditionally, Christmas Eve is at my parents' house, and we have a dinner at that point, and it's just small, just my immediate family. My sister comes in. She lives in Pittsburgh. Christmas Day, you know, historically over my life would be at my grandparents' house. Over the past 3 years that has changed. So it kind of jumps around to different aunts and uncles' house depending on who raises their hand that year. New Year's Eve, I'm in a band, if anyone doesn't know. I'm in a cover band, Lehigh Valley's greatest cover band. It's called On the Cusp. We're playing at Rising River Brewing, so it'll be a lot of fun. If you have not been to Rising River, that'll be a fun thing just for you to experience itself. It's an awesome brewery out in McCundry, but they're definitely known for the party, so I'm sure it'll be a great New Year's Eve celebration, and you'll get to be rocking and rolling with On the Cusp, a 70s to now cover band of all things that you probably know you like but didn't know you liked. That's kind of my plans coming up here. Maybe try to sneak away for a snowboard quick trip sometime in between Christmas and New Year's. Nice. I like to hit the slopes when it gets snowy.
Blue Mountain.
So I've never actually gone outside of Pennsylvania. So I would like to go up to New York. Under a four-hour drive, I looked at Hunter Mountain, actually, is fairly close. And to do...
I've heard good things. Never been myself.
Okay. Well, do you snow or ski? Because, hey,
snowboard.
Open invite. 2020. Whoever's listening, the 26th to the 29th, that's kind of the dates I'm looking at in December. We're going to get an Airbnb. It's going to be a great time.
Wow.
I don't know about you, but as I get older, I... get more skittish to do these types of things. Like, I'm not looking to tear an ACL.
You know, which I stopped playing basketball.
Yeah.
No, it's no jumps.
I'm conflicted.
Seeing people very... that scooter with, like, a torn Achilles, I'm like,
that's a soul sucker right there.
Just do some stretches before.
No, it's very much like I'm just here to get down the mountain. I don't need to do any tricks or jumps or anything like that. Like,
that's my problem. I'm out there. I'm like, let's go for the hard stuff. And then it's, you know.
Well, I'll watch.
You're all or nothing.
I'll watch.
Yeah, you're all or nothing.
I need a chaperone.
Well, I'll certainly be that for you if you choose to come, buddy. But otherwise, if anything else, closing thoughts, remarks before we jump out?
I'd plug again our partnership with Community Services for Children. On our website, you can find links to our Amazon registry. And then also from an Allentown School District perspective, we're holding a career fair on December 12th at Dieruff High School from 4 to 7, hiring for all positions. So come on out. You can find more information and a link to register on our website.
Come on out. If you're looking for a job, Allentown School District is hiring for something that you probably do. Thank you for joining in here. This is Lewis Holzman with Young Valley Leaders. This is part one of our roundtable session here. Really thanks a lot to Maggie, to Jake, to Will, James, Seamus, Matt, and everyone here at WDIY for making this possible. We will see you shortly for part two, but a little bit longer in 2025 for season two of Young Valley Leaders.
And maybe we'll interview you.
Maybe.